It's Easter Monday, April 22nd, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As Christians in Sri Lanka gathered on Easter Sunday morning to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, 8 bombing attacks exploded through 3 churches packed with pews, reports the New York Times. And what the police said were coordinated terrorist attacks carried out by a single group. Bombers also struck 3 hotels popular with tourists. At least 207 people were killed, and 450 others were injured. It was the largest attack on South Asian Christians in recent memory. Muslim Fulani herdsmen killed 17 Christians on Palm Sunday, April 14th, who had gathered for a celebration feast after a baby dedication at a church in central Nigeria, Africa, including the mother of the child, reports Christian Headlines. The baby's father, John Kuburi Ali, was shot and is in critical condition. He is receiving treatment at the intensive care unit of the Keffi Federal Medical Center in Nasarawa State. The massacred Christians were buried last Wednesday, April 17th, after a funeral service at the Ruhania Baptist Church. Mark Penn, who served as pollster and advisor to President Bill Clinton from 1995 to 2000, including during Clinton's impeachment, wrote a fascinating column for TheHill.com. He said, quote, "The big difference between the publication of the Mueller report and what happened in 1998 or during the Nixon era is that at the end of the day, the Mueller investigators found no stained dress, no break-in, no hush money, no enemies list. There never was a crime, and what seemed far-fetched was simply that. This time, a duly elected president was investigated for a crime that never even existed. In fact, evidence is mounting that the investigation itself was launched on phony grounds. The country deserves a Congress focused not on investigations, but on issues such as health care, infrastructure, and immigration." K-Love, the nationally syndicated contemporary Christian radio station, refused to air ads for the pro-life movie Unplanned, which tells the story of Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood abortion mill director in College Station, Texas, turned pro-life advocate, reports FaithWire.com. In late March, Johnson revealed that the Christian radio network had banned ads for Unplanned, claiming the content was too, quote-unquote, political, which K-Love works to avoid. Then, when its pro-life Christian listeners pushed back on this absurdity, K-Love claimed their censorship of the ads was due to Unplanned's R rating, which is due solely to the depiction of an abortion, since there is no nudity, sex scenes, bad language, or gratuitous violence. However, that claim doesn't hold water either, since K-Love aired ads for Mel Gibson's R-rated movie, The Passion of the Christ. Please send a polite email of objection to K-Love through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Their leadership team should know that it is positive, encouraging, and family-friendly to take a stand to protect preborn babies from murder. In Psalm 94:16, God asks, "Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers?" Dr. Joseph Bergeron, the author of The Crucifixion of Jesus, a medical doctor examines the death and resurrection of Christ, reveals shocking medical details about the crucifixion that enable us to see the terrible suffering our Savior Jesus endured for us, reports FaithWire.com. 1 Peter 3:18 declares, "For Christ died for sins once and for all, a good man on behalf of sinners, in order to lead you to God." Actor Nick Loeb, of the upcoming film Roe v. Wade, revealed why he went from being a pro-abortion advocate who supported 2 abortions in past relationships to a vocal defender of the unborn, reports the Christian Post. Loeb recalled, quote, "I grew up in the 80s and early 90s, and I was taught that when a woman gets pregnant, it's just a bunch of cells. There's no life there. It's not a baby until it can kick," end quote. So he felt like his 2 previous girlfriends were justified to abort his babies. But he admitted, quote, "As I got older, into my late 20s and early 30s, I started to have dreams of the children that had been aborted. I saw them at the ages they would have been at that time," end quote. Loeb became personally pro-life, but still thought it was acceptable for others. He remembered, quote, "That's when a friend asked, 'Do you think it's okay to rob banks?' I said, 'No, of course not.' He said, 'But it's okay for other people to rob banks?' I said, no. He asked, then why is abortion not okay for you, but it's okay for other people? End quote. The filmmaker pointed out that while the pro-life camp does an excellent job with fundraisers, it has done a poor job of tackling pop culture. That's why he wrote and produced Roe v. Wade, starring John Voight, Robert Davi, Corbin Burnson, John Schneider, and Stacey Dash. Recent Gallup polls confirm the secularization thesis in the United States. Church membership and religious affiliation among all demographics is falling precipitously, reports the New American. 20 years ago, 70% of Americans said they were members of a church or a synagogue. Today, said Gallup, that has declined by 20 points to just 50%. 20 years ago, 62% of Generation Xers belonged to a church, while among millennials today, just 42% said they belonged to a church. And finally, Mr. C-SPAN, Brian Lamb, is retiring at the age of 77, reports the Wall Street Journal. For 40 years, it has aired live footage of Congress, quote, your unfiltered view of government, end quote, as one slogan puts it. C-SPAN, which went live March 19, 1979, a year before CNN, now has a staff of 260, including not a single makeup artist, on a $60 million budget, which is funded by cable companies, not taxpayers. While Lamb persuaded the Senate and the House to allow TV cameras inside its chambers, if the legislative bodies could control the cameras, he was not able to convince the Supreme Court to let its 89 million subscribers watch the justices and the lawyers argue America's biggest cases live in front of the all-seeing eye. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Easter Monday, April 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and activities including an alpine swing, a ropes course, a zip line, and fishing. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com.